Congress knows it wants to include some kind of acquisition reform in the 2016 National Defense Authorization Act, but it can't agree right now on what those reforms should look like. Beth McGrath, director of the Federal Strategy and Operations Practice at Deloitte, former deputy chief management officer at the Department of Defense, she says procurement policy reform is a start, but the main thing, slowing down defense IT and weapons acquisition, is process. Beth, you and I have talked about the process many times before, and the culture is part of the process issue, isn't it? Thanks for being on today, Beth.
Thanks for having me, Francis.
The process and culture kind of go hand in hand, don't they, Beth?
Well, that certainly has been my experience.
You write in this piece on Breaking Defense that better alignment of information technology solutions with business objectives is something that's missing in some of the language that you're seeing so far. What would you like that to look like? What would that language look like if it was going to be successful, do you think, Beth?
Well, I think that... broadly stated, if we believe that technology really is the glue that connects the programs and the people and helps the information flow, no matter what type of, business support that you're doing and no matter which agency you work for, I really think that aligning and joining that conversation in the very beginning is incredibly important. So it's not just the programs manager's responsibility in terms of delivering an IT solution. It's understanding how that solution fits into the entire, I'll call it a business ecosystem or conversation within the organization. And so that what you get at the end of the day is what you wanted at the beginning.
The appetite for this, is it primarily being driven, do you think, by budgets, or are there other factors at play here?
For the acquisition change?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's probably a combination of, I'll say frustration over many years, the very intense fiscal pressure that is being felt across the government. And I just think that, people are much more savvy around technology today than they were, even 5-10 years ago, that they expect outcomes to be different and they expect things to be delivered faster.
The expectation is part of what the IT leaders in government tell me is driving this too, because of that tech savviness that you just talked about. The end users expect the same kinds of experience at work that they're enjoying at home. And the curve that used to be the opposite is now home seems to be more advanced than what people are doing at work. Is that a fair observation, do you think?
Oh, I definitely think so. But I think the difference is, we're consumers on the outside, at home, if you will, and we're procurers at work. And I think that the risk calculus is different. And then the money that's being used to procure is very different as well.
So you have three concepts in this piece in Breaking Defense that we have linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth that you write will help agencies find the sweet spot where IT solutions meet functional needs as well as boast rapid delivery schedules. The first one is to focus on requirements. Where do we go wrong on requirements right now, do you think, Beth?
Well, I think it's, I'm focused much more on IT than I am certainly on a weapons system, because that's where I've spent my last probably 10 or 15 years. But, understanding what, mission need you have, what capability gap are you trying to fill, or, what problem are you trying to fix, is incredibly important. And the way we capture that is in a set of requirements, to really understand what it is you're trying to fix, not that you want to buy a new thing. And so it's important to talk about it in the beginning, but it is also important to continue to talk about it throughout the life cycle of the program. It's not good enough to have the user community with you in the beginning and then again at the end without, full participation throughout the life cycle.
I understand the life cycle, the necessity of talking about something throughout its life cycle, but I also wonder if there's a risk of shiny object syndrome where as that conversation continues, people decide, oh, well, this is so valuable and necessary that it's time to rip the requirements apart and go in a totally different direction. You wind up kind of getting what you're trying to avoid in the first place.
Well, I think that certainly strong governance matters, no matter, I'll just say, what what conversation you're having, what outcomes you're trying to achieve, but really understanding your capability gap. So there's a need that an organization has, and there's a bunch of different ways to fill it. IT is one of them, process change. There's other things you can do. But to continue to validate, you know, what problem am I trying to fix is so critically important. And then staying on a path. You have to have strong governance to stay on a path. But you also have to be strong enough to say, hey, if this isn't working, then we ought to stop.
Beth McGrath of Deloitte is the former Deputy Chief Management Officer at the Pentagon and writing under the title Change the Culture and Acquisition Policies at DoD for Breaking Defense. The second of the three concepts that you write about in this piece is exploring alternative contracting methods. We're starting to see people get more comfortable with that idea. It took a little while to get there, but that's starting to happen more now, isn't it, Beth?
Well, it seems like it is, certainly. And I think that you know, there's been enough conversations from and things said from people at all different levels of government, not just in the contracting community, but also the leadership of various organizations. And I think what you're hearing is, you know, use the right tool for the right job. And so I think that is affecting the risk calculation, because I really do believe that the whole risk calculus plays a very strong role in the type of contract that people choose at the end of the day. And so I'm heartened somewhat that there's more conversation happening and the aperture of options seems to be growing. I still think that, you know, we need to point to a few successes and then really tell people about them so that, their propensity to then use a different tool, if you will, is made available to them.
The third item that you write about is delivering capability functionality incrementally. Is that as simple as agile development? Because it seems right now people want to attach agile to just about everything when it comes to doing an IT project in government.
Well, I don't think that agile, I don't think they're synonyms, if you will. I mean, agile development is certainly all about rapid delivery of capability. But you can also deliver capability, I'll just say, incrementally in chunks using commercial off-the-shelf. You know, instead of having, every requirement defined 10 years in advance, you can say, well, I want to first focus on payroll, and then I'll move to personnel, something like that, or do it by organization. And so you're getting capability out faster. And then you're building on it. And so, yes, that is certainly done in Agile, but it's also done in, COTS-based solutions as well. And so I think it's more about getting it out there and then adapting and adopting as the IT is used. It won't be perfect the first time. No one expects it to be. So we need to, I'll just say, adjust our cultural expectation and say, hey, you know, it's okay, and we're going to evolve and we're going to move. But getting stuff out there, I think, is the most important thing.
You write about something in this piece toward the end that is very, very important and has nothing to do with IT necessarily. You write, the success of any cultural shift depends on high levels of trust between those taking the risks and leaders encouraging them to do so. Is that an area where the government is getting better, not so hot, doing pretty well? What's your thought about that, Beth?
So I feel like I want to say it's getting better. I'm not sure that I could actually point to some specific examples just yet. But I think the conversation that's happening both on the Hill and in the Defense Department is saying, you know, there is a different way to do things, and we need to all get on board. I do think a trust-based relationship between, I'll say, two people or two organizations is really key to success. And that this whole notion of, I think I write in here, like it's okay to fail. But if failing without learning is not okay. And so, if it's, again, not going well, you say, hey, this isn't working. you know, you really need to understand why it didn't work. So then when you go to start up the next thing, you're not repeating the same mistakes again. And I think that is incredibly important. And I have seen much, much more of that, especially with some of these IT programs, that people really want to not only observe the lessons, but also apply them in the next program.